Welcome back to Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. Well, if it's early July, it means that the college football season is now visible on the horizon. And with that, we welcome in Pete Futak, the publisher of collegefootballnews.com, who we've teamed with to put out the inaugural Pro Football Weekly collegefootballnews.com college football preview magazine. Now, you can find the magazine on all major newsstands, and you can also get it by logging on to profootballweekly.com and dialing 1-800-FOOTBALL. Now, Pete, let's begin with a discussion of the Ohio State Buckeyes, who are again loaded with talent and far and away the class of the Big Ten. You have them pegged as the nation's top team entering the season. And what makes this group of Buckeyes different from past editions?
First of all, I'm impressed you were able to get out the name of the magazine. That was like easy for you to say. Well, first of all, this team's just loaded. I mean, the thing about the Buckeyes, and you know, they get a bad rap because of the way they lost the last two national championship games. And you know, I think you know, unfairly, they get tagged with, oh gosh, it's Ohio State, and you know, we don't want to see this team again. But, you know, people quickly forget that, you know, they beat Miami for a national title just a few years ago, and that was a very athletic, very NFL-ready Hurricane team. You know, so it's not like this is an unathletic, you know, team over the last couple of years. You know, by their own admittance, you know, they just didn't show up against Florida 2 years ago. They, you know, to a man, they said they just thought they were just going to show up and win that game because basically everybody was telling them that, and the coaching staff tried to tell them differently, and it didn't really work out for them. And last year, LSU was just plain and simple a better team. I mean, that was, you know, they weren't supposed to win last year. They were supposed to get beaten rather handily. They were probably the number two or maybe third best team in the country last year. So, you know, it's outside of the one really bad game against Florida, Ohio State's been fantastic, and now they get everybody back. I mean, now with James Laurinaitis coming back, with Chris Wells running the ball for them, with all the talent on both sides of the ball, they are the most loaded team in the country, and they've got the schedule that should get them there. It's they've got that date at USC. It's going to be the real make-or-break game for them early on. If they win that game, all of a sudden they're the number one team in the country right on through until they, if you know, if they don't lose, they're going to go right on through the national title game again. The Big Ten's certainly not the SEC. They should be able to get through it, but you know they got to go to Wisconsin. They do have a couple of nasty Big Ten games. The Big Ten isn't that, you know, that awful. So they just got to avoid the letdown. But talent-wise, they are the best team in the country by far.
All right, well, let's talk about that date with USC. It's September 13th. I know everyone looks forward to the first weekend of college football, but that second one shapes up as a pretty strong second week of college football action. Well, that USC team, I mean, you know, this is a team that I think has as much talent as almost anybody. You could put them sort of in that same class as Ohio State. What would prevent them from winning that home game, you know, despite having one of the most impressive front sevens in college football?
Well, you know, USC does have the great defense. I mean, everybody knows all about the linebacking core now with Ray Maliuga and Brian Cushing. I mean, they're NFL talents who are going to go in the first round next year. But, you know, the problem is still on offense. I mean, they're kind of getting by on reputation a little bit. And, you know, that passing game was okay last year, but wasn't anything special. Certainly Patrick Turner and Vidal Hazelton did not show up and become the next Mike Williams and Dwayne Jarrett. Even though they do, you know, came in to USC with all the talent in the world, they just aren't quite at that level, at least as collegians yet. They've got a slew of who's who of high school talent in the backfield there to run the ball. And Mark Sanchez is certainly a decent quarterback. But, you know, we're not talking about Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush back there right now. Mm-hmm. So it's a good team. But overall, from top to bottom, it's going to be a strong defensive team. But overall, from top to bottom, it's not going to have the talent that Ohio State has. And, you know, it's a great USC team. You know, they thrive on these type of games. But I don't think you're talking about the juggernauts of the past few seasons there.
Pete, as we get in the last minute of this segment, there's Georgia, there's Florida, there's LSU. The SEC is again stacked. Who comes out of there? I know we've got Georgia ranked second in the magazine, but in your estimation, would it be a surprise if any of those teams came out of the SEC?
Florida, and that's even though, you know, there's two different ways to look at it. You're ranking teams based on how you think they're going to end up based on schedules, and I think Florida is going to be playing Ohio State for the national title. And you know, people are just going to knee-jerk react and say, "Yeah, the SEC is the best conference in the country," because it, you know, still kind of is. But it's, you know, the Big 12 is going to give it a run this year. The SEC is top heavy. Yeah, you're right. Florida, Georgia, throw LSU in that mix, but they're in a little bit of a rebuilding year. Tennessee's going to be rebuilding a little bit, but they're going to be good. Auburn's going to be rebuilding with a new offense. But, you know, they've got several other question marks across the board. I mean, Alabama's still, you know, trying to fight up there. South Carolina's still trying to fight. So it's not the killer top-to-bottom conference that people are going to make it out to be. But even so, if you're going to get out of that conference alive, you're probably going to have the get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the national title chase.
We should all be able to rebuild like LSU has over the years. Pete Futak is the publisher of College Football News and a friend of the program. We'll catch up with him down the road, and we'll be back in a moment to wrap up this edition of Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.